Hezbollah is known for its land-based militia and guerrilla warfare capabilities, but recently there have been reports about the existence of this secret naval unit. Hezbollah has developed a secret naval unit, of course with Iran's and Russia's help. This secret naval unit has anti-ship missiles, and there is also a possibility that they have naval ballistic missiles. Anti-ship missiles are probably supplied by Iran. Iran has developed a variety of anti-ship missiles, many of which are based on foreign designs that have been modified or reverse engineered to suit their needs. Likewise, Hezbollah also possesses Russian-made supersonic Yakunt anti-ship cruise missiles. The BrahMos missile, which is jointly developed by India and Russia, was made on the blueprints of Yakunt missile. That means it has the same capability of BrahMos. And BrahMos missile is considered one of the world's most dangerous and formidable supersonic cruise missiles due to its unique combination of speed, precision, versatility and destructive power. That means it can be said that the Yakunt missile is very much a concern, or you can say a nightmare for Western fleets. Now, this secret naval unit of Hezbollah also possess advanced radar systems to detect and target aerial and maritime threats. Again, these are provided by Iran, because Iran has supplied this equipment to Houthi rebels in Yemen as well. These are Kavosh radar and Alim Alborz radars. Now, to the Houthi rebels in Yemen, Iran used to supply these equipment via ships. When it comes to Hezbollah, Iran uses land route that passes through Iraq and Syria and then into Lebanon. This land corridor is often referred to as Shia Crescent. It is a term that refers to the political alignment of Shia majority or Shia aligned groups. Now let's look at how Russia supplies military equipment to Hezbollah. They often do so by flying Russian military cargo aircrafts directly to Syria. As you know, Russia has active military base in Syria. From Syria, there is an easy access into Lebanon. Apart from that, there is another way, and that is by using Iran as intermediary. Russia uses the Caspian Sea as an easy access to reach Tehran. Now let's look at where this secret naval unit is based. Obviously, a naval facility will always exist along the coastline. So here we are talking about Lebanese coastline in Mediterranean Sea. Let me point out few coastal cities in Lebanon that are known to have Hezbollah's naval presence. Number 1, Tyre. Number 2, Qana. Number 3, capital city of Beirut. And at number 4, there are few hidden facilities so that Israel or United States or any other Western country cannot do any aerial or satellite surveillance. Now, if you look at this 225 km long Lebanese coastline, in the north you will find the Syrian coastline. When you look at the Syrian coastline, the entire Syrian coastline is not under the influence of the Syrian government. The northern part of the Syrian coastline has a lot of influence of NATO, primarily through Turkey. Only the middle part and the southern part of the Syrian coastline is under the influence of Syrian government and Russia. And this is how you can also understand that due to the influence of Russia and Syrian government over the southern coastline of Syria provides several strategic advantages for Hezbollah in Lebanon. This proximity allows for easier movement of personnel, equipment, weapons and supplies between Hezbollah and the Syrian government. Although if you see, the Syrian government and Hezbollah alone are not very powerful. Only because there is Russian naval facility in the southern coastline of Syria, that is how Hezbollah gets the confidence and support. Because having a superpower country as your backup support is definitely an advantage, which acts as a deterrent against any potential threats. Now you may have a very important question, and that is, how do Russian naval vessels reach the Syrian port? Russian naval vessels often begin their journey from bases in the Black Sea, such as those in Sevastopol or Novorossiysk. They navigate through the Bosphorus Strait in Turkey, which connects the Black Sea to the Sea of Marmara. Further ahead, after crossing the Dardanelles Strait, they enter the Aegean Sea. Through the Aegean Sea, Russian naval vessels navigate around the Greek islands and then Cyprus and finally reach the Syrian port. Now the next question is, this route is so risky for Russian naval vessels, especially the journey through the Mediterranean Sea poses significant risks for Russian naval vessels, particularly due to the ongoing geopolitical tensions and the presence of NATO forces in the area. And then there is always a possibility of miscommunication or a military escalation, particularly in contested waters where NATO and Russian interests overlap. But then you have to understand that there are various operational security measures and established protocols designed to prevent any direct confrontations. It is not as if NATO warships will open fire on any Russian vessel they locate or vice versa. It's not that simple or naive. even hostility can have a certain decorum, which is why some rules and protocols have been established. It's not as if you see an enemy ship and immediately start firing. And always remember this, if Russia or any country's navy is navigating through such a risky environment, they have definitely conducted intelligence and surveillance beforehand. Additionally, they travel with escorts, including frigates, destroyers and submarines, equipped with anti-ship missiles or air defense systems. There may even be nuclear weapons on board. So, if faced with a threat, the mention of nuclear capability would certainly make the other side think twice about escalating the situation. This is how Russia manages to transit its naval fleet to the Syrian port. Yes, there is a significant amount of fear and risk, but then life goes on. Similarly, here also things are going on. Now just think about it. When Russian naval vessels travel from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, crossing the Bosphorus Strait, obviously Turkey is aware of everything. And since Turkey is a NATO member, how is it that Turkey doesn't stop Russia or take any action or inform the United States or NATO command? Or maybe they do inform NATO command, but the point is, Turkey doesn't do anything. Now this, in itself, is quite a remarkable situation. I will make a separate detailed video on this topic. It will be interesting. Anyhow, that's all for today. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.